Jesus met with His disciples on that Passover night. And He gave us a discerning, announcing ordinance in the Lord's table. And so we're on this side of the cross. On that side of the cross, He said, "This is My body, this is My blood." And He said, "I will not partake of this until I drink it new with You in My Father's kingdom." And we look forward to another banquet, another feast, another victory meal, so to speak. And tonight, I'll invite you to come to the table, and as music is played and we worship, you're invited to stand, come down the center aisle and get the bread and get the fruit of the vine and return to your seat and partake as you worship privately. But as we do this, I want you to come in the shadow of the cross, in the profundity of the gospel. But I also want you to come in the beautiful victory of the cross, because we have the rest of the story. And so we're not coming as those liturgical folks who are sad because He's dead today. We're coming in the completion of the gospel. And you know, when Christ said, "This is My body, this is My blood," it sort of sends shivers up and down my spine to think, if we just leave it at His words, we will eat His body and drink His blood. And I've said before, and I'll say again, do you sit at any other man's table and say, "I drink your blood, I eat your flesh"? And so there's a declaration that says, "I believe." That says, "I believe." That says, "I believe." And if you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, you're invited to come. I want to read simply from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the words of the Apostle Paul that cut it straight for us as we prepare to receive this evening. Paul said, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, 'This is My body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of Me.' In the same way also He took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of our Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment upon himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died." And so let's come in the awe of the cross and the awe of the supper. And I want to encourage you to examine yourself, to allow repentance to take place before you come. If you're living in sin, are you willing to yield that sin unto the Lord?